Today, Shir is in Masech Tchul on Daf Kuf Yotess. We will begin on Daf Kuf Yotess Amid Beis, seven lines from the bottom of the Amid, with the second word on the line, Amar Rav. Before we begin today's Sugya, we need to mention something that was discussed in the previous Shir, and that is that concerning Tumas Eichlin, the Tumah of food things, everyone holds that in order for the Eichlin, which are Tameh already, to give Tumah to another Ochel, the shear, the amount that's necessary in the first Eichel, would be a Kebeya, an egg, the volume of an egg. However, there is a discussion amongst the Rishonim, what about to receive the Tumah, to be Machnis the Tumah? If I have a Tohar Ochel and another Ochel or an Avela or a Sheretz is going to be Metamed this Ochel, how much volume do I need of the Ochel to receive Tumah? Rashi's Shita throughout Shas, as Tosfos and Pesachim brings down, is that any amount is sufficient to receive the Tumah. And this is really the Shita found in the Torah's Kayanim, as we mentioned in a previous year. However, Rashi in our Sugya holds that just like you need a Shir of Abeya to be Motzi the Tumah from a Tomei Eichlin to another Ochel to make a Tomei, so too, in order to be Makabel the Tumah, the Eichlin needs Midoraisa a Shir of a Kebeya. Based on this, let us begin today's sugya. Omer Rav, says Rav, Ein yad lepachos mekizayis, ve'ein shomer lepachos mekipul. That in order for a yad to be effective, we've discussed this in the previous year, that a yad is a handle on a food item. For example, on a fruit, it would be the stem of the fruit. So, yad cannot be machnas and moitzi tumah, cannot be a conduit, a bridge to transfer the tumah, unless it is attached to an eichel, which is a kezias. That's what Rav is telling us. And so to a shomer, for example, a peel of a fruit, which protects the fruit, and is also machnas and moitzi tumah, that cannot work on a food item, lepachos mekipul. If it's less than a large bean, which Rashi tells us here, is pachos harbe mekizayis, is much less than a kizayis. So according to Rav, in order to have a yad for oichel, it has to be a kizayis, the oichel, and in order to have a shomer for an oichel, that oichel can be as small as a large bean, but not less than a pull. This is the sheet of Rav. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, and Rabbi Yochanan says, Yesh yad lepachos mekizayis. You could have a yad for less than a kizayis of a food, for yesh shomer, and you can have the din of a shomer lepachos mekipul for even less than a large bean. Now, Tosfos in Divrei Maschil, Ein yad lepachos mekizayis, at the end of the Tosfos, explains that according to Rashi Shita, Bechol Hashas, that a Eichel can be Makabel Tumah at any size. So we will learn the Gemara, we could learn it very simply, that Einach Nami, if the Sheretz, for example, touches the Eichel directly, then the Eichel could be any size to be Makabel that Tumah. However, in order for the yad, the handle of an oichel, to be makabel the tumah, then the oichel connected to the handle cannot be less than a kezayis. And so to the shomer cannot be less than a shomer for a food that is at least the size of a pull. However, if we hold, like Rashi here in our sugya, that the shear of oichlin, not only to be moitzi tumah, but also to be machnas tumah, is a kebeya, then we have to understand what Rav is saying here. What is Rav saying? That the yad can only be effective on food. if it's attached to a food that's at least a kezias. What does a kezias help? You need a beya. A beya is bigger than a kezias, even if it is attached to a food that is a kezias. But the problem is that the food itself is missing the shear to be makabel tuma. So how could there be a yad even if you have a kezias? You need a beya. So Tosfos tells us that we could understand Rav midrabbanan. Einichanami midraisa, Rashi Shita here, is that you need a beya even to be makabel tuma. However, that's only midraisa. But midrabbanan, any shear is makabel tuma. Rashi's moida here that if midrabbanan, any shear is makabel. If so, so Rav was making a statement on the derabbanan level. Midrabbanan, any shear is makabel tuma. That's if the sheretz touches the food directly. But if the sheretz only touches the handle of the food, then you need that the food should be a kezias, and a shomer, the food has to be a pull. So this would be a simple way to understand Rashi's shita. However, Rashi here himself makes it a little more complicated. And Rashi doesn't give the answer that it's speaking about midrabbanan. Apparently, Rashi wants to learn the Gemara. Even if it's speaking midraisa, Rashi has a way to understand what Rav is saying. And Rashi explains that einichanami, and here's where we see Rashi shita, is that the shear of oichlin to be makabel tuma is a beya, because in the Rashi, divri amaschal, ein yad lepachas mekizayis, so Rashi says, this is eight lines from the bottom of the Amud, v'harei hein im oichlin kebeya. It's speaking about a case where you had a keli, and you had a yad to a kezias, and that kezias was in a keli with other foods, not one food, and echanami, there would be no issue to Mefarshim explain, but if there are other food items together with this kezias touching each other, they're not mechubber, they're not attached, but rather they're touching, they're in a keli that's bringing all these food things together, and the sheretz touched the various food items in the keli, so then Rashi says that even though you require a beya for the ochel to be machnis the tumah from that sheretz, but if you're working with a yad, a handle, so if the sheretz touches the handle, and that handle is connected to a food that's a kezias, which is in a keli with other foods, and all the foods together which are touching each other are a kebeya, then the handle will become tameh from the sheretz, and the handle will transmit the tumah into the total volume of a beya of food that is in the keli. This is the way Rashi learns the sugya here, even if we would learn that midraisa it's required to have a beya of food in order to be makabel tuma. However, Tosfos brings various proofs that if there is no chibur between the kezias and the other pieces of food, then if you need a beya in order to be makabel tuma, we would say that these things are separated. There is no chibur, and therefore you're missing the amount midraisa of being makabel tuma. It wouldn't help you that the yad is attached to a food that is the size of a kezias. And therefore, Tosfos learns that there is a chibur here. And of course, Tosfos has to explain himself, because according to Tosfos, memanavshach, if there's no chibur, then what does the kezias help me? I don't have a beya. If there is a chibur, if it's connected, if it's attached, then you're not looking just at a kezias, you're looking at a beya. So what's the whole din of Rav, ein yad lepachas mekezias? If it's attached, then you actually have your beya. So therefore, Tosfos learns that the pshat is that it is connected tenuously. And there's a very weak connection between the kezias and the other food items, such as that if you would pick up the kezias, you'd pick up the handle, which is attached to the kezias, which is very weakly attached to the rest of the food, which is to the shear of a beya, the rest of the food would break off from that kezias. So therefore, on the one hand, I say it is mechubur, and therefore you're looking at a beya. But on the other hand, I say that the yad can only work if it's at least attached to a kezias, which is then weakly attached to the rest. So I'm not going to look at it as two separate things, that the kezias is totally detached from the beya. Rather, the kezias helps with the other food to make the sheer beya, but yet I could look at it separately and say that this yad is at least attached to a kezias. For if the yad would not be attached to a kezias, even if I would have a beya within this keli attached one to another in a very weak way, and the handle is attached to an amount that's less than a kezias, it wouldn't help you that the whole amount is a beya. The din would be that it would not be makabel tuma. So that's how Tosfos understands what Rav is trying to say here. Continues the Gemara. Rav Yochanan Amar Yesh Yad L'Pachos M'Kezayis V'Yesh Sharm L'Pachos M'Kepul. Rashi points out that Rav Yochanan doesn't mix the two halachas together. So Yad, even according to Rav Yochanan, will not help by Pachos M'Kepul. Rav Yochanan doesn't say Yesh Yad V'Shoymer L'Pachos M'Kepul. So Yad is good, Pachos M'Kezayis, but it has to be at least a pull, and whereas the Shoymer, that's even good if Pachos M'Kepul. Maisri, I'll ask you a kasha from a brisa. The brisa says, Beis Atzomois, if you have two bones of a mace, Valein, and on them, Beis Chatzoi Zesim, there are two half Zesim. In other words, each bone has a half Zayas of flesh of the mace. Now the halacha, Rashi points out, is that an etzem is without meat attached to it is only metama b'mago v'masa, only with touching or being carried. It's not metame in an oil. An oil is a tent where everything that's in the tent which has tumma in it, everything becomes tumma. But an etzem would not create that tumma which comes through an oil. It's only a kezias of a mace that brings about the tumma of an oil. So what happens if I have two bones, which each bone has a half a kezias on it, the hichnis rasheyan, and here the bach takes out the base and puts in, as we find in the next stuff, we're going to find this mentioned as the bach brings down, the hichnis rasheyan hashniyim. Labayis, he brought in the other part of the bone, which didn't have any flesh attached to it. He brought that into the house. So now, v'habayis mal aleihen, the house serves as a tent over the bones. But what is it serving a tent on? Only the part that doesn't have a flesh. The halach is, habayis tamei, as Rashi explains, that we say that the part that's in the house that doesn't have flesh is a yad. And the yad is attached to the flesh that's at the end of the bone that's outside of the house. But since it's a yad, so by being an oil on the yad, it's as if it's an oil on the flesh. And therefore, since there's now bosar in the house serves as an oil and it will be metame. So the chiddush of the Tanakam is that although I have a yad for a Chotzi Zayas on each bone, we will say that it is a Yad, and therefore you have a total of a Kezayas here, of Basar, considered to be in the house through the Yad, and therefore there's a Tumas oil. Yehuda ben Nekusoimer, Mishum Rebbe Yaakov, he disagrees, and he says, Hey, Shnei Atzomis Mitzarfel Kezayas. How can I say that two bones are Mitzarfel Kezayas when each bone only has a half a Kezayas? And he holds, you need a kezias in order to be metame. You cannot be mitzarf two halves together. As we turn to Daf Kuf Yutes Amid Aleph, and now the Gemara is concluding its question. V'Rav Hai B'Mai Ukim Lo. How will Rav understand this brisa that, as Rashi explains, that he won't be in conflict with someone, with at least one of the Tanoim that are mentioned in this brisa? E biyad kashereisha. If it's speaking about that the bone serves as a yad, as Rashi explains, let's say it's a bone that doesn't have any moich in it, it doesn't have any marrow in it, so then it's simply a yad to the flesh that is attached to it on one side. So kasheration. Then if that's what the whole Brisa is speaking about, if that's what the Machloikis Tanakama and Yehuda ben Nekusa is all about, which is a yad, if so, we just learned that Rav Shita is that there is no yad on Pachas Mikizayis. And here, according to the Tanakama, you're saying that there is a yad on less than a kizayis. So Rav will be in conflict with the Tanakama. Ibishaymer, if we're speaking about that the bone has marrow, and then it's not only a yad here, it's also a shaymer because it's protecting the marrow inside the bone. So if so, kasha seifa. If the whole Bryce is speaking about it, a shaymer, that the bones are shaymer, so what did Rav say by shaymer? That a pull, if you have meat, flesh, that's as large as a large bean, that's all you required. You don't require a kizayis. The halacha is that it is a shaymer. So then kasha seifa. Then Rav will not be coming out like Yehuda ben Nekusa. Yehuda ben Nekusa says, Heich shnei atzom is mitzarif l'kizayis. How can they both be mitzarif l'kizayis? According to Rav, by a shaymer, all you need is a pull. And then it is sufficient to make it into a shaymer. And Rashi goes one step further, and Rashi says that maybe you'll tell me that the Reisha and the Sefer are speaking about both yad and both shaymer. If so, then Rav will come out like neither like the Tanakama and neither like Yehuda ben Nekusa. Because according to the Tanakama, it means that both by Yad and by Shomer, you don't need a Kezias. And Rav says, Beferish, by Yad, you need a Kezias. According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Nekusa, according to the Tanakama, the halacha is that by both Shomer and Yad, you don't need a kezayis. And Rav says that by Yad, you need a kezayis. So he's not like the Tanakama. And according to Yehuda ben Nekusa, both by Yad and Shomer, you need a kezayis. And Rav says that by Shomer, you only need a pull. So then he's not like Yehuda ben Nekusa either. And that could be why the Gemara here is asking Meisve. The Gemara is not saying that Rav and Rabbi Yochanan is Kitanoi. The Tiferes Yaakov asks this kasha, why doesn't the Gemara say Kitanoi? That the Machloikis, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, will be the Machloikis between the Tanakama and Yehuda ben Nekusa. No, because we have this point also. Maybe the Bryce is speaking about Shomer and Yad. And if it's speaking about Shomer and Yad, then Meisve, then it's a kasha on Rav, that Rav's like nobody. He's not like the Tanakam, he's not like Rebuta and Nekusa. So the Gemara answers according to the Shita in Ois Aleph, Iboy is saying, if you want, I'll tell you that it's speaking about the Reisha and the Sefer, speaking about one case, not two cases. Not Shomer and Yad, but speaking about Yad. Iboy Seima, Shomer. Not the way we have in our Gemara, which is just the opposite. Iboy Seima, Yad. Iboy Seima, Shomer. And now the Gemara begins. Iboy Seima, Biyad. I'll give you a teretz that's speaking about Biyad. Vehu de Amar ke Yehuda ben Nekusa, according to the Masoreh Sashas. And who is Rav going? He's like going like Rabbi Yehuda ben Nekusa. Rabbi Yehuda Nekusa says, you need a kezayis. And that's what Rav says, that by Yad, you need a kezayis. And what will, he won't be going like the Tanakama, ein echanami. And what, Rashi says, what will be the din by Shomer? By Shomer, Rav will be of the opinion that a pull alone is enough. So he'll work out like Yehuda ben Nekusa. Iboy Seima b'Shomer. Or I'll tell you, it's the Reish and the Sefer are both speaking about Shomer. V'hu d'amar k'Tanakama. And Rav, who said that a pull is sufficient, that you don't need a kezayis, he'll be going like the Tanakama, who says that pachas mikizayis is also sufficient. V'Rabbi Yochanan, I just want to point out that when the Gemara said before, e b'shomer kasha seifa, that Rav cannot be going like Rabbi Yehuda ben Nekusa in the Seifa, who says that you need a kezayis, so it's certainly not like Rav, because Rav said by Shomer, a pull is sufficient. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Nekusa says that a chatzi zayis is not enough. If a chatzi zayis is not enough, so certainly a pull is not enough. Because a pull, Rashi says, is even smaller than a chatzi zayis. As Rashi said at the beginning of the sugya, a pull is much less than a kezayis. In fact, it's not even a half a kezayis. So if Yehuda ben Nekusa says a chatzi kezayis is not enough, so certainly a pull is not enough. That's why the Gemara says that if it's speaking about Shomer, Rav is not going to come out like Yehuda ben Nekusa. And therefore, the Gemara gave us two options. Either we're speaking about Yad, and if we're speaking about Yad, then Ein Echanami he'll hold like Yehuda ben Nekusa, or we're speaking about Shomer, and then Rav will hold like the Tanakama. And if he holds like Rav by the Tanakama, what will the Tanakama hold by Yad? Rashi speaks out, he'll hold like Rav will say that maybe the Tanakama holds like my Shita, that you need a Kezayis by Yad. It's only by Shomer that less than a Kezayis is sufficient. Now, how will Rabbi Yochanan learn this brayse of Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kula B'Yad? I'll tell you that the whole brayse is speaking about Yad. V'huda Amar Ketana Kama. And Ein Echanami, Rabbi Yochanan says that you don't need a Kezayis by Yad. He'll be going like the Tana Kama of that brayse who says that you don't need a Kezayis by Yad. Toshma, come in here. I'm going to ask a question further. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer. Rabbi Yehuda says, kulyus, a thigh bone, which Rashi tells us, and this is important for the Gemara further, in Divrei Maskil kulyus, around 6-7 lines from the medium wide lines, Rashi says, hu etzem elyon shel yerech, uboy moich tamet. This always has marrow within it. Sheyesh ala kezayis basur, it has on it a kezayis of basur. So the din is, goyreres kula letumah. That thigh bone drags with it the entire kezayis basur for tumah. As Rashi explains, if the kezayis touches other food, as Rashi sheet in the sugya was at the beginning of the sugya, that the kezayis is in a keli which is touching other foods, which brought it to the shir of beya. So then there's a yad to the kezayis, and through the yad to the kezayis, through the kulyus which serves as a yad to the meat, the kezayis of basur, that will transfer to any tumah that, for example, a sheretz touched the yad, which was attached to the kezayis, which is touching the other food to make it into a beya, it will be metama the entire beya. That's the pshat, goyreres kulo l'tum. Acherim means Rab Meir, is of the opinion that afila ein olea, ela kepul, even if it only has the amount of flesh of a large bean, goyreres kulo l'tum. That's enough to be goyreret to tumah. So now we have the same question, similar to before. V'rav, hi b'may mokum lo. What will Rav learn? How will he learn this tosefta? How will it fit in with him? Ibiyad, if he's going to say that this whole tosefta is speaking about a handle, that the thigh bone is serving as a handle, so then kasha seifa. Rav says that a handle needs a kezayis. And then he's not going like the acherim. Rav Meir says that even a pull is enough. E b'shaymer, if the entire Tosef is speaking about shaymer, kasha reisha. Because by shaymer, he's of the opinion that pulls enough. And the Tanakhama says that you need a kezayis and not less than a kezayis. So the Gemara gives a similar teretz to before. E b'shaymer b'yad. Either I'll tell you that the machlokas Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir is by yad. V'huda omar to Rav Yehuda. And Rav will then go like Rav Yehuda, that Rav Yehuda says that it's only if it has a kezayis, be by Yisem v'shaymer. Or the machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir is by shaymer. And then he will hold kacherim. Kacherim hold that pulls enough by shaymer. That's exactly Rav Shita by shaymer, that it has to be a shaymer on a pull. V'Rabbi Yochanan, how will Rabbi Yochanan learn the Tosefta? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, kula b'shaymer. The whole brayse is speaking about shaymer. V'hudamar kacherim. He said that by a shaymer, you don't need a kezayis. So he'll go like the acherim. So ask the Gemara, acherim. Rabbi Yochanan is going to go like the acherim. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan said, you don't even need a pull. And what did the Acherim say? Ha kepul kamri. The Acherim said you need a pull. So the Gemara answers that when the Acherim said pull, they didn't really mean pull. They meant even less than a pull, like the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. But I need to come to Tanakama Shiura, since the Tanakama gave an exact shiur of a Kazayas, Kamri inu nami Shiura. So they also said, the Acherim said also a shiur of a pull. But really, it's less than a pull, and that's who Rabbi Yochanan is going to go by. It's speaking about a Shimer, he'll hold like the Acherim, and pull is lafdafka, even less than a pull. Amar Rabba, according to the Shita, it's Rabbah. They cannot be the B'Shimer asking. I'll bring you a proof, like Rabbi Yochanan, that we're speaking here by the Kulyas about a Shimer. Tektani Kulyas. We're speaking about a Kulyas, Shema Aminah. As we pointed out, the Rashi, Divra Maski Kulyas, who says, Uboy Moich Tamit, that Kulyas always has marrow in it. If it always has marrow in it, then the halacha is that you're serving the etzim, the kulyas is serving here as a shomer to the marrow. So that's a riot to Rabbi Yochanan that we're speaking about a shomer. Continues the Gemara, Itmer, we have learned, Rab Chanina Omar Zehu Shir, concerning this machlokes in Tosefta between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, where the Rabbi Meir, who is the Acherim, said that it's kepul, so Rabbi Chanina held zeshir. It's actually a pull and not less than a pull. Rabbi Yochanan said, ain zeshir. It's not an exact shir. Rabbi Meir really meant less than a shir. Asked the Gemara, ain zeshir vaktani kepul. Rabbi Meir said, the Acherim said kepul. It seems to be exact. So the Gemara gives the same teretz as before. I do the Kamar Tanakama Shiura. Since the Tanakama said that the shir is kezayis, Kamar Yenu Nami Shira. So the Acherim also said a shir of pull, but really they meant even less than a pull. Toshima, come in here. And Rashi here, before we get into what Rabbi Elazar ben Azari is going to say, Rashi brings the Reisha of this Mishnah in Uksin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hay. The Reisha says that if you have a pod, Sharbet Sheriknoi, a pod serves as a Shimer, but if it was totally empty, Tohar, because then it's not a Shimer anymore. There's nothing in it. There's no beans in the pot. But Shire Boy Gagar Echad, if even one bean is remained, so then it serves as a Shimer. So then it could be mitzarif together, the Shimer with the Gargir, to make the Shear of Tumah, and then it is, if a Sheretz touches it, you'll have the Shear, and it will be Tumah. That is what the Tanakhama says. On that, continues now the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, mitar b'shal pull. He says that a pull, a sharbet, a pod for a big bean is never considered a shimer because the owner doesn't mind if this big fat bean that's in it is removed from the sharbet. Even if the bean gets dirty, for example, it's easy to clean. So he's not makbid that it should stay in the sharbet. Therefore, the sharbet, the pod, is never considered a shimer. And therefore, it's not mitzdarif to the shear of tumah. Umetame bishal kitnius. However, it is metame, a sharbet, which is covering up, which is containing within it smaller beans, that then it's mitzarev to the shear of tumah b'neisha roitza b'mashmishim, because there the owner wants people to handle the smaller beans in the pods, because if the small beans get out of the pods and they get dirty, they're difficult to clean, and therefore he wants a protective cover of the sharbet on top of the kidneys. So what do we see? That here you have a shimer, and the shimer is on less than a pull. So l'char you have a raya to Rabbi Yochanan that a shimer could even be on less than a pull. Answers the Gemara, could amar Rav Acha b'Rei Rava bekulcha umishum yad. Rav Acha b'Rei Rava said concerning a different halacha that you're speaking about a branch, and it's a branch that has on it many pods, and you're not looking at the sharbet as a shimer, but you're rather looking at it as a yad, umishum yad. That's the tumah that we're speaking about. It's coming through yad. Hochanami bekulcha umishum yad. So too here, we'll give the same answer, that it's speaking about a branch that has many pods on it, And it's not a, if you hold like the Shita, that a Shomer, unless the Shita of Rish Lakish, that a Shomer needs at least a pull, and here you have less than a pull, the answer is we're not going here because of Shomer. We're going here for Yad. And you have a large branch which has many Sharbitim on it. So in other words, all the foods together are a Kezias, and therefore this could be a Yad for a Kezias. Ein Echanami, the Shir, according to Rish Lakish, is a Yad requires a Kezias. Not Rish Lakish, rather Rav. Rav holds that you need at least a Kezias. So Ein Echanami, you'll have that through the branch connecting all of these together to have the shear of a gezais, but we're not going here because of Shomer. Ask the Gemara, there's one word that doesn't make sense, because before we were learning that it's a Shomer and he wants it because of Mashmishon. So my Mashmishon, he wanted it, the Havim, and we thought it's a Shomer that people should handle and touch the cover. But now you're telling me it's not here working out Shomer, it's Yad. So what's the word Mashmishon? The answer is, it means Tashmishon. It means he wants the service of this branch, of this stem. He wants the usage of the stem, but not the handling of the pod as a Shomer. Tashmishon coming here. The Tanabei Rabbi Shmuel, we learned this before, on the Avkuf Yudzanim Abeis, the Pasuk states, I'll call Zera Zorua Asher Yizoreya, Kederach Shemnei Adam Maitzian, and the Bach puts in the word that's missing here, Lizria. We look at it always, how people take it out for Zria. That's where we learned the husks are considered a Shomer. For example, Chita Biklipasa, a Chita is taken out for seeding with its clip on it. Usara Biklipasa, barley with its clip, of Adoshim Biklipasa, and Adoshim with their clipa. And all of these are smaller than a large bean, and L'charetz a Raya to Rabbi Yochanan, that it's possible to have a Shomer on less than a pull. That's the Gemara's Kasha, a Raya to Rabbi Yochanan against Rav. Answers the Gemara, you have no Kasha, very shiny, because each one of these things, the Chita, the Seira, and the Adoshim, is a separate unit all by itself, and therefore, if you have a piece of meat, then in the Chanami, it could be that you need a Shomer only on a pull, like Rav Shita is. I hear you see the Shomer works even less than a pull. That's because it's a beria. A beria, we find, Legabi many halachas and shas, has its own status, and here it does not need to have the shear of a pull. Boy, Rav Oishi, as we turn to Daf Kuf Yates Amud Bey, Rav Oishi had a question. Shnei Shomerim Ma'oshit Starfer, what is the din with two Shomerim? Can they be mitstarif together to the Oichlo? As Rashi says, the food that's within the Shomerim to make the shear of a Beyo. Ask the Gemara, hey Chidami, what's exactly your question? Elaim, if you're speaking about Bezel Gavzer, they have one Shomer on top of another Shomer. Umiyek a Shomer Gabi Shomer. Is there such a concept of a Shomer Gabi Shomer? I'll prove to you that you cannot have two Shomerim, one Shomer on top of the other. But none, we learned in a Mishnah, in Uxin Perik Bey's Mishnah Dalid, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shalish Klippas Bebatzel, a onion has three coverings, three layers, Penimis, the white inner cover, that one is edible, that peel is edible, and therefore, Bein Shlema, whether it has no holes in it, it's complete, Bein Kedura, whether it has holes in it, Mitztarefes, it's Mitztaref to the shear of Ekebeya for Eichlin, because it is Eichlin. That's why it doesn't matter whether it has holes or not. Emtsois, but the yellow one that comes on top of the white one. So then that's a Shomer. So then it depends. Shlema, if there's no holes on it, it's serving as a Shomer mitzarefes. It's mitzaref to the shear of a beya for Eichlin, for Tumas Eichlin. Kedur, if it has holes in it, a mitzarefes, then it's not mitzaref, then it's not serving as a Shomer. Chitzoino, the total outer one, by the way, the inner one, the pnimius, is called a peel, because it's a peel on top of the other layers that are within inside the onion. The chetzoina, the one that's all the way on the outside, benkach u benkach, whether it's whole or whether it has holes in it, tahira, because even if it's whole, it's a shimer, al gabi shimer, because already the emtsoyis, the middle one, was the first shimer. You're already the second shimer. You cannot have two shimerim, one on top of the other. And therefore the din is tahira. So we see that no shimer, al gabi shimer. So what's your question of shnei shimerim, if they could be mitzarif? If it's one on top of the other, you don't have two shimerim. The second shimer doesn't count. The Gemara answers, Rabbi Yoshia, shimer oichel shechalku kumi barlei. He had a question, if you had a shomer of an eichel that was divided. So Rashi, here we have a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns, kegoin eichel kebeya v'shomrei ala v'cholkei, that you had an eichel that was the size of a beya with the shomer, making it into a beya, but then you split both the shomer and the eichel is split. So here Rashi Lishitasi says that as long as they are connected together, they're touching each other, they're in one keli, that would be a chibur. Tosfos disagrees. That's why Tosfos learns, you split the shomer, but the food that's on the shomer, let's say you have a piece of meat with skin, the skin got cut in half on top, but the meat is still whole. So now I have a question, can those two pieces of skin connect together for the sheer beya, even though it's not one whole shimer, but it's two shimerim now? So here's the question. Kivin, the high loin megan a high, the high loin megan a high. Since this half is not being protecting what the other half is doing, and this one is not protecting what this one is doing, so loin mitzaref is, you cannot be mitzarefim. My dilma, kivin, the high megan a day, the high megan a day. Since each one is watching on what it is supposed to be watching, therefore, they both have a din of a shimer. You have the meat underneath, that's one piece. So I can be mitzarif both shimerim that are on top. That's the question. Tashrima, come in here. Rav Lozan ben Azariah, we learned this before in Amud Aleph, mitar b'shel pul. He holds that a pod of a large bean is not considered a shimer. Umetame, and therefore it cannot bring tumah. Umetame b'shel kitnius. And he's metame by kitnius. Mivnesha writes of Mashmishan, as we learned before, the simple pshad, he wants the kitnius as a protection. He wants the pod to protect the small kitnius, because if they get dirty, if they're not inside the pod, it'll be difficult to clean, and therefore that's considered a shomer, and it is machlis amoitzi tumma. And it would be mitzarfed by a shomer, by achlis mitzarf l'tumma as well. So what do we see? That even though you have these small kitnias, but they are, the shimrim, the separate shimrim, are mitzarif together. So the Gemara says, it's no proof. Amar Rav Acha bar Rei d'Rava b'kulcha u'mishum yad. You have no proof that even, and as Gemara's kasha was, even though there's a shear of a beya only with all the shomrim together, and l'char yavaraya, that shomrim can be mitzarf together. The Gemara answers, we're not looking here at the separate pods, the separate shomrim that are being mitzarf together for the shear beya, but rather here's what we're speaking about, which we brought on Amud Aleph already. It's speaking about Bekulcha. It's speaking about the stem. Umishum Yad. It's not a tumah through shomer, it's a tumah through yad. Umay b'mashmishran. So we had the problem with the word handling. He wants to handle the pod. That's what we thought it meant. Now you're telling me it's a stem and there's yad. So, and the yad is a yad to a kezias with all the pods together. And therefore, if it's touching, as Rashi's sheet is, a beya worth of foodstuffs, it will transfer the tumah to everything. So, but how do you translate the word mashmishan now? Teretz is betashmishan. You need the service of the stem. Toshma. The Tanah Bei Rabbi Shmuel. We learned this again in Kuf Yudzayin Amud Beis. I'll call Zer Zerusha Yizareya. Kedek Shmei Yadam Aitzin Lizriya. Chita Bekli Pasav, Sar Bekli Pasav, Adash Bekli Pasav. So therefore, we see that the beya is only with the chitim together, with the shomrim as well. So we see that shomrim are mitzarev. And Rashi says that really the Gemara could have given an answer, that this is because here it's a burial, like we said in Amud Aleph when we brought this very memra before. But Rashi says the teretz of Beria is a teretz dechika. It's a dochek, a difficult answer, and therefore the Gemara didn't want to use that teretz again because it had a better answer. Kid Amar Rav Acha Berei de Rava, the Kulcha Mishum Yad, that it's speaking about a stem. That's what we learned concerning the other question. It's speaking about a stem, Mishum Yad, not Bishum Shimer, but Mishum Yad. Hachanami, here also, Bishedra, here is speaking about a spine, which means the whole ear of the grain. Umishum Shimer, it's no raya that many Shimerim can be mitzarf together, because here we're speaking about one big Shimer, which is the whole ear of grain, which is protecting all the kernels of wheat that are being connected on the through the spine. So it is not small shimrim, but rather one big shimer. So Gemara says, Bishlam Iliasa, Bishlam the upper kernels, Trichalitatita. They need the lower kernels. If you take away the lower kernels, the upper ones will fall. Rashi explains, once you take one part away, the whole structure crumbles. Ella, Titita, but the lower ones, Maitrikli Lisa, what do they need the upper ones? Even if you take the upper ones away, the lower ones will still stay. If you take the lower ones away, then the upper ones will fall. So in other words, if I look at it from the vantage point of the lower ones, then really it's like two shimrim, because the lower ones don't need the upper ones. The upper ones need the lower ones, and therefore it's all one big shimer, but the lower ones don't need the upper ones. So it's two shimer, you'll have a rye again, the two shimerim could be mitzdarif. The Gemara answers, b'chadorah, we're speaking about all the kernels on one row of the ear, so they are all one unit, and therefore the shimer there is considered one and not small ones attached together. And in fact, the Gemara, mi ikka kebeya oichlin b'chadara, you're trying to tell me that you have here one shimer on a beya in one row. You don't have grain that have a beya's worth of oichl on one row. The Gemara answers, yes, you do. B'chiti de Shimon ben Shetach. The grain of Shimon Shetach, Rashi says this refers to the Gemara in Tainis, Tavchof Gimel Amud Alf, that in the days of Shimon Shetach, when they prayed for rain, so much rain came that the crops grew an enormous amount, and you had grain, Rashi says, which were as big as the two kidneys of the Shor HaGadol. So therefore, you could have a Shimer on top of Oichel, where the Oichel is a Beya, all together, and therefore you have no raya where you're making different shimrim unite together to make the shear of a beya. Says the Gemara, hashtadas lahachi, now that you came to the realization that we're talking about the grain of Shimon ben Shetach, I could give you another answer. Chodachita nami. Bechita Shimon ben Shetach. It could be one kernel, and that one kernel was so big that you had already a beya's worth of eichel in that one kernel of grain. And therefore, you have no raya to our whole shaila of many shimrim connecting together to make the shear of tumas eichlin. Gufa, we learned before, shnei atzamois, if you have two bones of a mace, v'alein shnei chatzois eisen, that was the beginning of today's daf, on kuf yud ches amud beis. You had two bones, each one had a half a kezias of flesh attached to it. Vehichnas Rashem Shniyim Lebayis, and here's where the Bach got that word on Kuf Yud Chesam Abayis. The other end, which didn't have the flesh attached to it, in other words, the Etzim here is serving as a Yad, a handle to the meat that is outside the house. Inside the house, he only put the part that did not have flesh. Vabayis Ma'alein, and the house is serving as an oil on top of the bone that has no meat on it. Habayis tamei, as we explained, because the house is considered an oil not only to the bone, but it's also an oil to the flesh that is outside of the house because the bone serves as a yad. Yehuda ben Akusa, I remember Shum Rabbi Yaakov, Hei Shnei Atzamis Mitzarfel Gezayis. How can two bones be Mitzarfel Gezayis since each one has a half Gezayis? So you need a yad for a Gezayis. Amar Rish Lakish, Loi Shanu Ela Etzem, to have a yad. When do I say that if you have a Gezayis, the yad works according to everybody? That's only we're speaking about an Etzem, because that's a yad. Avil Nima, but let's say you had a hair that was connected to the flesh, which was a kezayis, since when you pick up the hair, the flesh is going to break off, so that hair is not loy have a yad. The hair is not considered a yad. It's not strong enough. Rabbi Yochanan fill a nima nami have yad. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, and he says that even one hair is considered a yad. Eisu Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asked the question to Rish Lakish. We learned, or sheyesh olav kezayis. If you have skin that has on a kezayis basar a olive's worth of flesh, hanegei a betziv, that is touching a sliver of meat. Hayoytz mimenu, that's coming out of it. Uvisor, or it's touching hair, shekinegdoi tame, that is opposite the meat, it's tame, my love, mishum yad. Isn't it tame because of yad? And Rashi points out, even though we're saying here that it is kenegdoi, that it is opposite, Rashi says that kenegdoi is lav dafke. It doesn't have to be opposite because the Rashi points out that there is a chumrah. The first wide line of Rashi, Rashi says that there's a chumra of yad over a shomer. V'yesh chomer b'yad mi b'shomer. The yad mevias a tumah b'chol inyan shehi. Yad can bring tumah anyway. Avo shomer im yesh chatichas oyer v'olea b'roish echad kezayis baser v'noga b'echad min hanimin b'roish ha'acher tohar. The shomer ein mevi tumah Kemaisi Yad. Elim Kein Noga Kinegra Basar. The Shomer has a Kula over Yad. Yad can work even if the Basar is far away. Mashi Ein Kein Shomer can only work if it's on the other side of the place where you're touching. You're touching the skin, and right on the other side where you're touching, you have the flesh. Kidam Rinam Bereish Pirkin Hanegeya Kinegra Basar Machar. If you had a touch by a shomer, you had to touch the skin in the place where the meat is right behind it. Whereas, if a hair would be, according to Rabbi Yochanan, considered a yad, then even if I had the flesh far away on the other side, not where the hair is, the halacha would be, it would serve as a yad. So, Rashi points out that even though here the word that we're using is the word kenegdoi, but kenegdoi is lav dafka. So therefore, the Gemara says, my lav mishum yad. Shouldn't I say that the reason why the tum is coming is because of yad? And that's why Rashi had to say that kenegdoi is lav dafka. Because if you tell me it has a din of kenegdoi, it has to be mamish opposite. That would be a din of shomer. And we said that yad, you don't need mamish kenegdoi. So therefore, Rashi says lav dafka, and the Gemara says, I assume that the tumah here is yad. Why do I assume the tumah is yad? For two reasons. Number one, because as the Gemara is soon going to have a difficulty, if you're saying it's because of shomer, so you have two shomers here, and we learned ain shomer gabi shomer. You have the skin as a shomer, and you have the hair on top of the skin as being a shomer. So you have a double shomer. So it can't work out shomer. Another reason why it's yad is because a sliver of flesh, which is the first case here, tziv, hanegei b'tziv, that is certainly not a shomer. That is certainly only a yad. So my lav mishum yad, that the hair is also because of yad, and therefore I see that even one hair could be a yad, and it's a kasha on Rish Lakish. So the Gemara says, Loi Mishum Shomer. No, we're speaking here Mishum Shomer. So the Gemara right away asks, Umiyak Shomer Gabi Shomer. How can you have one Shomer on top of another Shomer? We learned on top of the Yamad that you can't have that. The Gemara answers, here it's only one Shomer. Why? Because Chilchule Mechalchel. The hair goes through the skin and touches the meat directly. Therefore, it's considered a shomer directly on the meat and not a shomer agabi shomer. Maskiv lo Rav Acha bar Yaakov el miyativ so tefillin hechi kasvin. How could you ever write tefillin on parchment on cloth? Habiin on ksiva tam. You need a perfect whole ksiva veleka, and you don't have it because the hair goes through the skin, makes a hole, and then I have a hole in the cloth. So the Gemara says, Shtamite, he forgot Hadam Maravah. That's which we learned in Eretz Yisrael, which is to the west of Bavel, kol neck of any hole, any microscopic hole. Shehadiyoi oivrelav, where the ink goes over that hole, and it doesn't sink into the hole. The hole is not deep enough that the that we could see that the ink is sinking into that hole. Ain't a neck of, that's not considered a neck of. So ain't a chalamet, it could have been a hair there. There's a microscopic hole, but if the dioy, the ink, does not sink in there, that is not legabi, the halach of ksiva tama, that is not a chsorin, that it's not a perfect ksiva, that it has a hole in it, it's okay, no problem. V'iboy seima, and if you want, I'll give you another answer on the kasha, which we were asking on Rish Lakish, that here we see that a hair could serve as a yad. It's not speaking about a sharm, it's speaking about a yad. But we're going to soon learn that Rabbi Eloi gave a teretz that we're speaking about a bristle on the wheat, which is between other bristles. You're not only speaking about one bristle, you speak about many bristles. So hacha. Hachanami, so here also, the halacha is, benima shebena nimin. We're speaking about many hairs. So in other words, Rish Lakish says one hair is not good enough, and the swara makes sense. One hair, we said that the meat is going to fall off. Mashangan here where there's many hairs, you're going to pick up all the hairs, then you will be able to pick up the meat. The heichi itmor de Rabbi Loi. Where do we learn Rabbi Loi? Aha! We learned it on the following, which is a Mishnah in Uksin, Perik, Aleph, Mishnah, Gimel, which says, Meloy Shabishabalom, the bristle that's in the ears of grain, Mitamin, they become Tamei, Umitamin, and they Mitama other things. Ve'enim Mitzdarfin, they have a din of a Yad. A Yad is Machlis Amoitzi, and it's not Mitzdarf to the shear of a Beya of Tumas Eichlin. So the question is, what can I use bristles for? One bristle has no purpose, but if you have many bristles, that could serve as a handle. If it serves as a handle we know is machnas moitzi tuma, but it's not mitzdarf to the shear of tumas oichlin of kebeya. So just like he said that din ligabe bristles, so too Rish Lakish will say, I'll be moited to Rabbi Yochanan when you have many hairs. I was disagreeing with Rabbi Yochanan when you only have one hair. So you have no kasha, even if I won't say it's being about shomer, even though I'll say it's being about a yad, it could serve as a yad with together with many hairs. Lishnach rina, amri la, there's another way that they learned this discussion, and it'll come out according to the ikkidi amri, a difference la locha. That the Gemara is going back on the teretz that we're speaking about shomer. We said that the hair, we were asking that it should be osur because of yad, and we saying no, it's shomer. And it's speaking about where the hair went through the skin and it touched the meat directly, so it's a shomer directly on top of the meat. And according to the Lishnah Harinu, we brought a raya. Hachinam Mustafa, I'll bring you a raya. Mishum shomer, that here the tumma by the hair is coming because of shomer. The is al kedat b'shem yad. Rish Lakish says if you're going to say it's because of yad, nime achas l'may chazi. What in fact can I use one hair for? In other words, we're going to learn that Rish Lakish is only arguing by one hair. According to the Sikha de Amri, Rish Lakish is moided to Rabbi Yochanan have many hairs that it could be a yad. But Rish Lakish said, I'll bring you a riot to Shomer, because if it's one hair, what could one hair do? So on that, Rabbi Yochanan will answer, we're not talking about one hair. This is the answer of Rabbi Yochanan, according to the Ikkidi Yamri. Can the Amr Rabbi Loi, b'meloi shmen meloi, just like Rabbi Loi answered concerning his question, it's speaking about one bristle amongst many bristles, and you're going to use all the bristles to pick it up as a handle. Hachanami benim and shebenanim. We're speaking about many hairs. And by many hairs, you agree to me that many hairs work. So it's not difficult what one hair could be used for. It's one hair amongst many hairs. The Heicha Itmar de Rabbi Loi. Again, now according to this Ikkei Amri, we also bring where Rabbi Loi set his din. Ahadisnan, concerning this which we learned, Hamaloi Shibolim, the bristles amongst the Shibolim, Mitamin and Mitamin, they become Tame and they make other things Tame because they're Machlus and Mites, they have a din of a Yad. Ve'im Mitzarfen, they're not Mitzarfen to the Shir of a Beya by Eichlin. And then we have the question, Maloi Lamai Chazu, what can you use a bristle for? Amar Rabbi Loi on that, Rabbi Loi answered, Maloi Shibana Maloiim. We're talking about one bristle amongst many bristles. And you use the one bristle together with the other bristles to pick something up, and then it does serve as a handle. The same thing over here. It'll be one hair amongst other hairs, and you'll be able to pick it up, and there you could use it as a handle. So according to the Sikha de Yamri, the Rabbi Resh Lakish is moide to Rabbi Yochanan that a handle, that one hair does not work. The machloikis is when you have many hairs, and Rish Lakish tried to bring a raya to his pshat that it's speaking about a shomer, because if you're speaking about a hair, what could you use a hair for? And Rabbi Yochanan answers, no, I disagree with Rish Lakish. I hold that a hair amongst hairs could be used. It is possible. I disagree with you. You say that even many hairs is not good. I say many hairs is good, and that's what we're speaking about. We're not speaking about Shimer. However, Resh Lakish, who holds that even many hairs is not good, he will say that it must be speaking about Shimer. According to the first pshat that we learned, it comes out that Resh Lakish was only arguing Rabbi Yochanan by one hair. Resh Lakish was moited to Rabbi Yochanan by many hairs, and that's why when we asked the kasha on Resh Lakish, we were able to give a teretz that even Resh Lakish will be moited by many hairs. According to the Ikkei Amri, Resh Lakish argues by one hair, Resh Lakish argues by many hairs. That's why he thought it's speaking about Shomer, and Rabbi Yochanan is the one who said, no, it's speaking about many hairs, and many hairs do work as a handle.